What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, we did an exercise today on the show where I said a name and the rest of the crew said hurt. Like Grant Holmes.
Hurt.
Yes. Chris Sale.
Hurt.
Yes. Schwellenbach.
Hurt.
Ronaldo Lopez.
Hurt.
AJ Smith Sharver.
Hurt.
So Grant McCauley, who are the pitchers that the Braves have brought in?
Yeah, that's kind of been the challenge, right, is finding somebody who's not hurt. And the Braves have had about as bad a run of this with the rotation as I can ever remember seeing on any team. I know the Dodgers have been through this year as well. They also brought 14 starters to spring training because that's kind of what the Dodgers do, but they're still having their own problems. But the Braves are just trying to, I think, get some guys that can cover some innings over the next couple of months. It's not a bunch of exciting names. We knew about Dane Dunning already, who was picked up right after the All-Star break. But the Braves have gone out and gotten Eric Fetty, who was with the St. Louis Cardinals. He had a decent year last year, actually a pretty solid year between the White Sox and the Cards, but the exact opposite this year. He'd been knocked around quite a bit, I believe, over the last 5 or 6 weeks. 32-year-old right-hander. Again, if you talk about and look up innings eater in the dictionary, you might just see a picture of Eric Fetty. And then you've got Carlos Carrasco, who was a pretty good pitcher back in the day, but he's in his 16th season in the big leagues, 38 years old, has been pitching primarily at AAA for the Yankees after they pushed him off the big league roster. This is, by the dictionary definition, just trying to cover the innings that they need to and leaves the door open for, at some point over the next couple of months, if they want to see what a couple of prospects have to offer, they can do that, but it doesn't have to be plan A, all the pressure on a young arm as he comes to the big leagues to show up and perform, or worry about what happens if you don't.
I know, Grant, as you know, velocity and workload from high school all the way through the minors continues. It just seems like the Braves are the poster child for, you mentioned the Dodgers, other teams. We're not the only one. It just seems to be the most acute problem because Grant Holmes had never thrown that many innings at the show. We talked about Smith Sharver. So it was just, you know, and they had to go with Ronaldo Lopez because he was a project because that's all we could afford, you know, and Sale. And that's just sort of inexplicable. So is this the offseason where they will spend on frontline pitching, or are we going to avoid that luxury tax threshold?
I mean, I don't think that they're just doing this to specifically dodge the luxury tax threshold for a second year. If you're going to say that that's why they did it this year, that makes a ton of sense. And right. I don't know that Ronaldo Lopez, I mean, yeah, in some ways it was a project, but it wasn't one because it was just all they could afford. They looked at it as an upside play, and sometimes those work, like when you have an all-star season, and sometimes they don't work, like when you hurt your shoulder in your first start of the year, and then you're out for the season, and then you're out all that money, no matter how much it is, and it just makes it that much more difficult to backfill that spot. But yeah, going out and paying for pitching is one of the things that, you know, a lot of clubs would like to do, but it's also one of the things that clubs kind of like not having to do if they don't have to, because it is incredibly expensive to play. We saw what Max Fried got at 31 years old, $218 million. And this is a guy on the other side of 30 that, you know, should be a fix for the Yankees rotation, but will he make it through that entire 8-year pact? We don't know. We'll find out. So there's no guarantee in spending money. There's certainly nothing to be said for just not spending money to not spend money. That's not the case I'd like to make here, but I just don't feel like they're in a place where they've got the answers right now. They felt like, and they did have, a very strong rotation for 3 months out of the season, even without Ronaldo Lopez and without AJ Smith-Shawver. But losing Chris Sale to the broken rib cage, and then the fractured elbow for Spencer Schwellenbach, I mean, that's a freak weird thing. You don't see that every day. Right. Then the couple of Tommy Johns on top of that. I mean, these are different kind of injuries, and ultimately, this is the sport. This is the state of the game of baseball. It's not just the Braves, not just the Dodgers, not just the Astros, not just pick probably half a dozen, if not 10 other teams that have significant pitching injuries right now that are really piling up. This is where the game is. It values velocity over everything else. The complete game is dead. You use six relievers a night, and you burn through those guys. It's just like cannon fodder. So it's a crazy place to be, and I just don't know that there's an answer or a blueprint to undo all of that with where the game is telling you that it's gone in the evolution. Ultimately, you'd love to see less injuries. I think everybody would, but to make this long answer as short as I can at the end here, there's just no clear path to it to undo the evolution of what we've seen the game become in the last 20 to 25 years.
Money Harris is hitting now, or at least hitting more effectively. What's changed? Does anything change? What is he doing differently? Have you noticed anything?
Yeah, I mean, the batting stance changed right before the All-Star break. He's hit in 10 out of 11. He's batting .390 over that particular stretch of games. Then we saw what he did over the weekend against Texas, one of the best games of his career, on, I believe it was Saturday night, with four hits and the home run and coming just shy of the cycle. An extremely good game for him, and I think that kind of typified the fact that he is now more locked in. He is more selective at the plate. He is hitting the ball with power to the opposite field and specifically to the power alley, so that's a great thing to see, and it earned him National League Player of the Week honors. So if you were looking at the start of the month and taking a poll of how many Braves fans thought that Michael Harris was going to be a player of the week by the time July was over, I don't think he would have gotten a ton of votes, but he has put in the work. It has been a process. It has been a grind, but with the improved batting stance, I think the comfortability he's got at the plate and the improved swing decisions, we're all of a sudden seeing that, hey, this Michael Harris guy is still pretty good.
And again, the work that he did with the hitting instructor, Tim Hires. Do you have any idea, Grant, that it was reported, and I saw the video where Spencer Strider the other night in Texas is yelling at the hitting instructor?
I have no idea what that was about. That was just one of those couple of frames in the background. I watched it several times to try to see what it was. I think it happened right after a run had been walked in. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I don't know if it just had, you know, nothing to do with anything, and there was just something going on in the dugout that made it just a little bit more animated for Spencer Strider, who is a guy that wears his heart on his sleeve. I think we've learned that over the course of the last few years and here lately as well. I mean, he'll tell it, and I think folks are listening to it right now. So I have not had a chance because I'm not with the team on the road. I don't know exactly what was said there, and I haven't heard much of a story about it yet either.
Royals, they're playing for something. I mean, look, the Tigers are running away with this thing, but there's, you know, they're in the wild card hunt. They're 8 out or 8.5 or so. So again, this is not, you know, your dad's Royals where we're going into Kansas City and we're going to beat them up for 3 games. It's a pretty good club. And I wouldn't think that anyway, with the way things have gone for us this year, but, Royals are a really good club.
Yeah. I think the last point you made is probably the most salient of all of them. I mean, I was crunching some of these numbers and it's just, you know, not the best for the Braves. I mean, with one more loss this month or within the series, and I guess, what is that, the first game to the Reds before the month is over? Thursday is a trade deadline, so take all that back. But one more loss before Thursday, and the Braves will have their worst month of July in terms of losses since 1990. Wow. I don't know if I need to give the history lesson of what's happened to the Braves since 1990, but it's been a while since they have played this poorly in the month of July, and the month of July was worse than I think we could have imagined after a lackluster April, May, and June, and it's sunk them to the lowest point that they've been as far as under 500 since the 2017 season overall, but they're now on pace for a record just as bad as the 2016 Braves, who lost 93 games. So none of that says anything about the Kansas City Royals, but it says everything about where the Braves are right now. And there is no gimme series. There is no lock right now. There is no roll in, take two out of three, move on to the next one, which is very much what the Braves have been known for a very long time. They will send Eric Fetty to the mound on Tuesday. He'll get his first start for the Braves. Of course, Spencer Strider goes in the first game. Joey Wentz goes in the finale. That's a really unorthodox way of giving you the probables for the series.
Right.
But, yeah, they got to win what they can win where they can, because any momentum you can over the final couple of months to at least go into the winter with a better idea of what you have and what you need, which right now you pretty much feel like you need a little bit of everything, that's what the Braves are going to try to do here over this final couple of months. It's just playing out the string at this point. They have dug themselves a hole that they're not going to climb out of this year.
Right. So plenty of bobblehead nights to get some of the folks out to the ballpark, maybe,
you know,
on nights once kids are back in school. I mean, it just had such high hopes and excitement about this game at Bristol Motor Speedway, and now that kind of loses a little bit of luster. As you mentioned, with the trade deadline coming up Thursday, are you still hearing, or is the word still, if Ozuna's going to go anywhere at San Diego?
No, I think Ozuna would accept a trade to any club that can offer him a path to playing time for the remainder of the season, because it's very clear he's not going to get it in Atlanta at this point. It's going to be a couple of starts a week at most. The Braves have moved into the idea of, all right, we got Sean Murphy, we got Drake Baldwin, they can handle the catching duties. We need to give them a little bit of time here and there, but for the most part, they're going to handle DH as well. So I think any deal that makes sense to a contender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For Ozuna, there's a very high likelihood that he's going to take that trade.
Okay. Grant, hurt. Oh, sorry. I thought we were doing the drill again. Hey, Grant McCauley,
no, I'm
great.
Still okay.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm just saying that word's in my head. Every time I see a name, I say hurt. That's what's next to it. Grant, great job, man. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll see what they do against these Royals.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
You got it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.